Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Larry Eastow on the line, and he's a writer, marketing coach over at Professional Services Connection. Larry, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, man, Larry. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about your latest release called New Beginnings and New Opportunities, A Silver Lining of Our Current Uncertainties. So I'm excited to get into this book and why you wrote it. But before we do, just for some context, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at Professional Services Connection and how you got started. So tell us a little bit more about your business and how you got started.
Okay, it's a business that's probably been a lifetime in developing. I've done many things along the way. I trained as a lawyer, practiced law for a while, then did some consulting, found I loved writing, so wrote a bunch of books, then got into coaching and done some training along the way. So it's been kind of a long journey. I had a really nice high-ticket coaching product ready to go back in March. I was all set to start marketing it. And this COVID thing came along, yikes. Didn't think it was a good time to launch a high ticket product. So I did some research in terms of, okay, what do professional service providers need at this point in time? Realized that what they really needed was help in surviving the pandemic. And secondly, help in thriving once the pandemic is over, as it will be sooner or later. So I wrote a bunch of books I wrote a bunch of blogs and basically offering some advice in terms of how to generate more new business during the tough times.
Oh, that's awesome, Larry. And I think this is a great transition. So let's just dive right into the book. So New Beginnings and New Opportunities, A Silver Lining of Our Current Uncertainties. So you mentioned that it was a culmination of different things that you wrote. Give us a feel for the content. So tell us a little bit more about some of the chapters.
Okay, first of all, the subtitle is actually How Service Professionals Can Generate a Source of New Business. I played around with a byline and it's completing some documents earlier. So it's basically about service professionals generating new business. I've realized a couple of things. That marketing services isn't really the same as marketing products or marketing things. It's marketing an intangible package, something good. And also as service providers, as coaches, consultants, folks like that, we can't separate our personalities from the service we offer. It's all rolled in there together. So what I've done in the book is basically combine two elements. One is personal development and one is the basics of marketing services. So we talk about authentic marketing, which is basically marketing by showcasing your true and best self instead of doing what somebody else says is the must, or you got to do this. It's showcasing what you're really good at, showcasing your strengths, whatever they may be. So combine that with exercises in terms of who you are, what you value, what you're all about, where you stand in the marketplace. Certainly some clear marketing things like copywriting and attracting ideal clients. But I tried to balance it between personal development factors and also marketing factors so that when a coach or a consultant starts marketing, instead of following somebody else's checklist, what they're trying to do is showcase their best self. And the more you do that, the more we do that, the better the outcomes. So that's the thrust of it. And it's got a combination of content and exercises. So it's almost a self-study guide.
And I like that. I love the thought process behind it, and I think it's super timely. So big fan that you finished this work. And so let's get that subtitle one more time. I just want to make sure all the listeners caught it, because I think I threw them off on the first one. What's the subtitle again?
That was my mistake. My bad. How service professionals can generate a sustainable flow of business. Not fancy,
awesome.
But it kind of describes what it does.
And so what kind of feedback have you received from the book so far, from people that have read it or otherwise? Because I know whenever I put out a book, I'm always looking for feedback and kind of to tweak and see what the best way we can help our readers. So what kind of feedback have you gotten so far?
Well, it's interesting because the best one was from a really experienced coach in Western Canada. And he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He said, what I really liked about it was the reassurance that we can get through this. Mm. He said, you know, the technical stuff was good, but he said, I really needed reassurance that I and my business can survive this pandemic. And that was really important to me, because that's part of what I'm preaching is, hey, guys, this too shall end. This too shall end. So let's not pull the plug. There's lots of good things happening. So that's what I wanted to try. That's what I tried to do. And happily, it seems to work.
No, I love it. I think it makes a lot of sense. And it's a message that we don't hear too often nowadays, because maybe it's not the best clickbait for media or ads or otherwise. I don't know why people take that negative approach to marketing or getting a message out there, but I guess it's what people do, right? So I love having the other side of the story told also. So next question. So if, I hate for this to be an unfair question, but it kind of is. So what's one of your favorite stories out of the book? Just to give the audience a feel for the context of the book, just so they have a good a feel for your storytelling or narrative.
Okay. One of my favorite stories is about the lodgepole pine. Lodgepole pine is a ginormous tree. It's what indigenous people in, I guess, Canada and the U.S. used to build their lodgepoles out of. You know, those huge poles that stood in the air. And the interesting thing about lodgepole pines is that they can only grow if there's a disaster, if there's a forest fire. The cones of that particular pine are so hard that it takes a forest fire to break the cones open. So learning from the lodgepole pines, wherever you see a growth of lodgepole pines, particularly in the mountains, you know there's been a forest fire through there. So for me, the message is, hey, this pandemic thing, it's kind of like the universe hitting the reset button. It didn't flip log. It didn't say it's game over. It's just, okay, people, time to catch your breath, take a look at what we're doing, and start all over again and do it better next time around.
Man, what a great story. I knew you had one up your sleeve for me, Larry. I knew it. I was like, I'm going to get a story out of this guy. Like, that's an amazing story. It's like its own, like a sesame. Like, it's this trial, and you can only get that by going through that, I guess we could call it the pain of the forest fire, right? Like, you can't get it without it. Like, it's not, yeah. No, I love it. It's a great story, Larry.
And it's interesting because my father used to work for a steel company, and his claim to fame was that he was the first person in Canada to make long washers. But the thing he talked about was heat treating, that when they finished a product, they would heat treat it to the point of breaking to make sure it was strong. Well, the same thing's happening now. All these things are maybe being sent to trials, but, we'll survive. This too shall end.
Man, that's awesome. I love your message. Love your energy. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about the book, so new beginnings and new opportunities, or they want to connect with you overall to talk more about your writing and marketing services over at Professional Services Connection, what's the best way for people to follow up and to get that info?
Best place is my LinkedIn profile. I'm the only person there by that name. The last name is the direction east with an O on the end. And on my LinkedIn profile, there's a featured article that talks about the book. And along with the book, there's an actual video class. Both these things are free. There's actually a video class that gives readers a chance to really learn some of these principles and apply them. And there's a whole raft of my posts. That's my main site. So anything that I've had to say over the past 5-10 years is probably there.
Fantastic. Well, Larry, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background. And also, of course, congrats on the new book. So New Beginnings and New Opportunities. So awesome stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Larry, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.